You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 147, Non-Christian Sources on Jesus. Today's challenge, if Jesus existed, where is he mentioned by non-Christian sources? Today's defense, Jesus was mentioned by multiple non-Christian historians within a century of his ministry. The Roman historian Suetonius, who died around 122, appears to refer to Jesus when he records that the Emperor Claudius expelled the Jews from Rome in AD 49, since the Jews constantly made disturbances at the instigation of Crestus. Suetonius, the 12 Caesars, Claudius, 25. Crestus is just one vowel different than the Latin word for Christ, Christus. Many scholars think that this refers to the disturbances that occurred in Jewish communities when the Christian message was first preached, as in the book of Acts. Suetonius also records that during the reign of Nero, punishment was inflicted on the Christians, a class of men given to a new and mischievous superstition. Suetonius, the 12 Caesars, Nero, 16. The Roman historian Tacitus, who died around 117, goes into more detail and describes how Nero tried to deflect the blame for the Great Fire of Rome in AD 64 onto the Christians. He explains, Christ, from whom the name had its origin, suffered the extreme penalty during the reign of Tiberius at the hands of one of our procurators, Pontius Pilate. And he records that Nero's harsh persecution moved many to have sympathy for the Christians. Tacitus, Annals, 1544. Around AD 110, the Roman official Pliny the Younger and the Emperor Hadrian had an exchange of letters discussing Christians and how they were to be prosecuted. Pliny records that in their worship services, Christians sing responsively a hymn to Christ as to a god, and that true Christians cannot be compelled to curse Christ. Letter 96. In his Antiquities of the Jews, written around AD 93, the Jewish historian Josephus mentions Jesus twice. The first passage focuses on Jesus himself. Antiquities 18:3-3. Unfortunately, this passage was later edited by a Christian scribe, forcing scholars to try to reconstruct what Josephus originally said about Jesus. The second passage occurs when Josephus recounts that James the Just, the brother of Jesus, was put to death in AD 62. There's no doubt about this passage, in which Josephus refers to James as the brother of Jesus who was called Christ, whose name was James. Antiquities 29:1. This indicates Jesus was more famous than James, for Josephus mentions him first and identifies James with respect to him.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.